stopped outside of the K2. And do you know, you can't believe it's the 1st of October. It is breezy, but it's sunny. And here, pounding the track here, I have not been on an athletics track for about 35 years, and I feel marvellous. Sophie's here. Sophie, hello. What are you going to get us all doing?
We're going to do a bit of a walk around the track. We'll do a few laps while we're going, do various exercises, sort of like working on all parts of the body, getting the heart rate up a little bit, getting everyone moving, building up a bit of strength.
Are we all game?
I'm on my way.
Yeah. Oh, she's on her way. No way.
See you.
You have got a pressing question before we start, haven't you?
Yes. What is all that green?
Well, the field bit. that's mainly used here for training for shot put, the hammer throw, the javelin, that kind of thing. So when we have athletic events here, mainly with schools and district sports kinds of events, they use that mainly for that area.
They've only just cut it.
Maybe it was getting a bit too long.
Yeah, so if you imagine, we're thinking Olympic Stadium here, and with the grass in the middle, it looks quite long, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, are we ready, ladies? We have a group of ladies here.
I know you've just been to the class, haven't you? So you're probably fairly warmed up.
Yes.
You all went. You're all nice and warm. Good.
We're all warm.
Oh, two already. Okay, well, this will be a bit of a rest then.
So what we're going to do?
We're going to start off, we'll do half a lap just to get ourselves walking, get ourselves moving. Then as we go, I'll introduce random exercises throughout the walk, just sort of working away at the body, getting us nice and warm, stretching off a little bit and strengthening up slightly.
Now, mad question, is there a right way to walk?
Well, on a day like today, probably not, because no one else is using it, but when they're running, depending on where you're running from, it's normally around that way.
No, but bottom in, the actual way of walking, is there a shoulders back? Is there a stance for walking?
Well, as much as you can, you want to try and hold yourself up nice and tall. It's a good idea to try and sort of hold everything in your tummy, just sort of squeeze it in a little bit, as long as you don't forget to breathe.
Ladies,
a lot
breathe.
Of people forget to breathe.
Nice, squeeze
steady
and
breathing.
Yeah.
And depending on how fast you're walking, like they were saying, if you're power walking, then obviously you're going to get a bit more of a stride. But as long as you hold yourself nice and tall, keeping the breathing nice and steady, we should all be fine.
Oh, this is feeling good. I've got to go on a climbing expedition later, and I'm a bit worried about it. How's it doing for you, this walking?
Oh, it's fine. I like walking anyway. It's a good exercise, keeps you fit, and you can walk in Tilgate Park and Crawley. That's a lovely place to have a walk round. This is a bit boring going round the track, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, shall we get her to do an exercise? Sophie,
yes.
This lady here is saying it's a bit boring walking.
No,
can we do an exercise?
Oh, I see. Walking can be, but a lot of people think walking's boring, but it's very underestimated in how good it is for you. Obviously, if you're thinking of just walking for miles aimlessly, then it's going to be fairly boring. But if you've got a group of people, there's a lot of walking groups that people go with, or if you sort of set yourself out a certain route and you're doing it just to keep yourself moving, if you've got a dog, it's a brilliant way to get out and moving and just keep
it clears your head.
Yeah, definitely. Well, halfway round the track here and feeling good here at
we're
the K2 later, we're gonna do halfway and then I'm going to retire.